You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Contact tracing faces security issues, infection rates are rising, and Google is rolling out new features to help. Here's what you should know. While countries around the world have launched national contact tracing apps in an effort to track COVID-19, the U.S. has decidedly not, leaving states to do it themselves. But experts warn a state-by-state solution will run the risk of massive security and reliability issues. And while vetting one national app might be plausible, vetting many individual state apps could be next to impossible. In 17 states, many of which are in the process of reopening, coronavirus infection rates are trending up, causing leaders to reiterate the importance of wearing face coverings when in public. But Americans are still divided on face masks, with many saying it is an infringement on their freedom and protesting government orders to wear them. Google is rolling out new features to Google Search and Maps to help businesses affected by COVID-19. The company had already made it possible to communicate temporary hours and closures, but new updates will allow businesses to focus on gift card sales, fundraising, virtual services, and even the ability to point to preferred third-party delivery partners. Finally, here's today's one question. When should I go to a doctor for COVID-19 symptoms? If you're experiencing constant chest pain or pressure, difficulty breathing, severe dizziness, slurred speech, confusion, an inability to wake up or stay awake, or have bluish lips or face, call 911 or get immediate medical attention. If you aren't experiencing severe symptoms that warrant an emergency, the CDC recommends you stay in touch with your doctor and call before leaving home to get medical care. If you have underlying health conditions like asthma, lung disease, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, or a compromised immune system, consider talking to a health professional before your symptoms get too bad, via phone or email. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.